Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to the Little Esther Podcast. If you want to subscribe to us, go on iTunes and type in Death Squad and hit subscribe, or go to deathsquad.tv for all the links of all the guests and any video components to all the podcasts. Anyways, thanks for listening, and now here's Little Esther's Podcast.
Excited.
You are excited. You've been talking about this all day.
I know. Like, okay, we have Melissa Molinaro. Say hello.
Hello.
People usually see me on my show with, like, stupid guests and people I don't care about. Well, I shouldn't say that because I've had some really cool people. But I am starstruck. This is Melissa Molinaro. Was her song we just played called Dance Floor. It's so fucking good. I was, like, lip syncing to it. She was doing the same thing, and I'm like, this is her song. This is unreal. Yay. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I was telling you guys, my first podcast.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I didn't even know what podcast was.
Yeah, it's
live under a rock, apparently.
No.
I was like, I'm so excited. I get to meet little Esther, and I'm going to be doing this podcast show. And my friend's like, what's a podcast? I'm like, I don't know. But I'm really excited. I'm going to go do it.
Pretty much a podcast is what radio has turned into.
Through
the internet. Because what's happening is the radio is being so censored. And then so then they move to Sirius Radio and XM Radio. And then that's now even getting censored. And you have to pay for that. So podcast is pretty much taking over that because it's uncensored. Yeah. And look, we could do it in my house.
Yeah, and you know? Yeah. Listen to it wherever you want to. So people download on iTunes, take it and put it in their iPod and work out to it.
Yes.
Right after they listen to Dance Floor by Melissa Molinaro.
Perfect.
Which is my new favorite song. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
It's really cool. That just came out, right?
What's the deal? I don't, like, tell us everything right now.
Okay, so, yeah, it's been out a little over 2 weeks. I knew that, I don't know, this happened actually a year ago now. I've had my album pretty much the whole thing recorded. And we weren't sure when we were going to release it, put it out. And we were like looking for like a great platform. And, you know, I'm independent. So it's not like I have all the money in the world and all the promotion behind me to like launch, you know, myself. So, you know, and I have fans from the previous shows that I've been on.
Like, which we have to talk about.
Yeah. Making the Band and The Search for the Next Doll. And, you know, I've done TV and movie stuff. So it's all been a kind of a part of the journey. But so we were like, gosh, when are we going to put this out? Like, I want people to hear it. And then it would just so happen after I booked the Old Navy commercial, that kind of just blew up. And I was like, all right. What more better of a platform than just to, like, launch it right now? Wow. So
And what was the Old Navy commercial? Tell us about it.
So my agent called me, and I have a commercial agent, theatrical agent, all that stuff here in L.A.
Yeah.
Pursuing that. And, you know, I got a call to go in and audition for them, and they're looking for a girl that could sing, dance. And
yeah, because I saw that commercial, and that's, like, that's like the shit. Like that commercial.
That's
is
like
so
the ideal commercial for you, right?
Yeah. Yes. Like that must. There must have been so many big people going up for that, or like just super talented people. Like to get that is a huge deal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And what's crazy when I first saw it, like me and my friends were all sitting there in the green room of a comedy club. We're just watching TV, and it came up, and I'm like, "Holy shit! Eva Longoria looks fucking hot."
And then they were like, wait, that's not Eva. I'm like, holy shit, that's Melissa. Because I actually have met you before. Yeah. And I was like amazed. I think I sent you a text right there because I was like, holy shit, I know her who's on TV. And I was like, whatever, dude. But now you're getting like all this shit with people saying you look like Kardashian. I didn't even think of that.
What's up with that? That's insane.
It's so weird.
What happened? How did that all go down?
So anyways, I booked the commercial. Yeah. I'm totally stoked. Joseph Kahn directed it, who's a huge director. He's directed music videos for Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Eminem. So just working with people alone that were attached to this project was like amazing. You know, Old Navy, they weren't cutting any corners. They put millions and millions of dollars into this commercial. And Joseph actually told me they auditioned girls in Miami, New York, and L.A.
Oh, my God.
And to be, like, you know, the one chosen to be a part of it was just, you know, amazing. So, and like you said, it's like my ideal commercial. Like, exactly. Singing and dancing, like, what more of a dream could you ask for?
Perfect.
So, I was already, like, on top of me booking a national commercial, the fact that it had all the elements that I love to do, I was just...
And plus Super Bowl, on top of that.
Yeah, it aired, like, literally, like, right before Glee ended. So that was really cool, too. Just, you know... I'm a big fan of Glee.
Really?
I love that show.
Did you just have, like, the ultimate party, like because you booked all this and all this?
Actually, I didn't. I'm such a nerd. I was, like, sitting on my couch by myself with my two dogs. Oh, I know. I'm all just like, yay, go me. No. My phone was, like, blowing up after that. Like, family, friends are like, oh, my God, I can't believe we just saw your commercial. It went from me being so excited booking this national commercial to then the whole View one morning is talking about, you know, how I look like Kim Kardashian and how... You know, they were going to sue because they were, like, using a lookalike. I'm all, look, people.
Jeez. Are,
like,
you serious?
Do they not know who you are? You've been on fucking TV, like tons of
I've
shit.
I've been watching you since I was in high school, okay? Yeah. Like, hold up. I know who you are. Like, that's no... And I never have ever thought Kim Kardashian when I look at you.
I've never thought that either.
People are insane. It's just they're looking for, like, things to talk about.
Yeah, because you were on the next Pussycat Dolls. You were also in that movie.
Honey, too.
That's coming out. Soon. Yeah. So. Yeah, you know, it's such a long road. Like, people think that it happens overnight. And maybe for some people it does.
It doesn't, though. Like, and if it does, you're not talented.
Or I just think, you know, it's a shortcut. You know, I feel like, whatever, this is the journey that I'm on. And it's something that, like, I've always wanted to pursue. And I'm relentless, so it's going to happen for me. Like,
so great.
Whether anyone knows it or not, I do, and that's all that matters. And, so just that whole Kardashian thing was just a little crazy, and I was...
Well, they're very protective, I bet. Their camp, or, you know, her camp has to be pretty protective.
Well, no, they're just hungry for money, so they're like, oh, maybe we can make some money off this. Some lawyer says that, it.
Well, I don't know, because you're the real deal. You're a real singer, you're a real dancer. You're,
super talented.
Fucking super talented. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, Kardashian, she's, you know, very pretty and everything like that. And she's trying to do all these things. Like, I think she has a new song out or not. But when you think about it, you're the real deal. And she's just kind of playing a role.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because a lot of what's, like, people with real talent aren't, you know, getting it. Like, they were talking about, I don't know, have you been watching All About Aubrey?
I haven't. I've TiVo'd the show, so I haven't had time to, like, go and watch it, but I'm going to.
This is something they said on that show, like, you don't want to be reality star turned pop star. You want to be, like, an artist. I think that's, like, Kim Kardashian would be, like, a reality star turned singer.
Star.
And this is someone that's, like, been doing this for her, I'm assuming, your whole life, dancing and singing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating to hear that, like, someone who's just a name is like, oh, well, maybe she kind of looks like me, so... So stupid.
I don't know. It just, that was just, out of everything, I was not expecting that, at all. Okay.
But that's good. That's kind of good, you know, where there's people talking about it, that's better. It just helps it even more. I mean, most, you know, think about it, like an Old Navy commercial come out and you're in it and nothing happens.
Right.
You know, now there's all this controversy and all this extra flair, which is awesome, I would imagine.
Yeah. That's what they say, right? Bad PR, good PR is all the same.
So do you have a new album coming out or anything like that going on too?
Yeah,
or?
we have the album. It's called The Love Dance Project. And we don't have a date yet. We're just, you know, putting singles out. So Dance Floor is like, you know, the first one.
And that's on iTunes.
That's on iTunes. Yeah, so you can go and get it. Yeah, it's, the video has been out a little over 2 weeks and we're like surpassing 80,000 views with just like no promotion, no nothing. Wow. So I was kind of just, I'm, you know, excited, but also like taken back, like how many people, number one, maybe remember me or that they like it. It's cool. It's a good feeling, you know?
Exciting times.
Are any of the, because I know that you did both shows, which is weird. I've never seen anyone do like more than one. Like, how did that, let's talk, how did you even get involved in making the band?
So, one of my best friends told me, like, hey, you should audition for this, and I saw the first season, and I was like, wow, I was like, yeah, I would really love to, but I was really, like, nervous to actually, like, actually try, because it's that whole thing where, like, you know, if you put yourself out there and you don't make it, you're gonna, and you're, I feel like, okay, I'm gonna embarrass myself in front of the world or whatever. But at that point, I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna go for it. So they didn't come to LA, they came to San Francisco. So
had you already moved to LA at this
point? Yes. Oh, okay. I was already in LA.
And you were dancing and singing here, trying stuff?
Yeah, yep. And so I flew down to San Francisco, stayed with a friend, waited in this massive long line with thousands of other girls. And I went through my first audition and I auditioned in front of Johnny Wright. And he said, all right, thank you. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I didn't make it. And then literally as I was about to get on my plane, I get a call and they're saying, they want you to come back to the call back tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. So then I'm like, tell my friend, okay, I need to crash on your couch one more night. I didn't even have clothes for like the next day. I wasn't preparing for any of that. So it was just crazy. And then it led to like another call back and another call back. And, you know, then it's you making it into the house. And then it was down.
Was all this filmed from the get-go, first audition?
Yeah, it was filmed. Yeah, they don't actually, they didn't show anything until the semifinals when they had like, I don't know, a couple hundred girls that they were narrowing it down to before you made it into the house. But, you know, it was a great, I was just telling someone this last night that it's like a boot camp, you know, it's like you're put through so much and most of it's not even like realistic, like the things that they have you do, because as an artist, you wouldn't normally, some of the challenges or the things, you wouldn't normally do that. But it's fine because, you know, it's prepared me today, like working with Diddy, he was amazing. And
yeah, what was that like? Know, how's Diddy? How's knowing Diddy?
Everyone always asks me that. And, you know, we were around him, but we didn't get to know him like that much. You know, he just kind of came in, did his thing, and you were kind of like, oh shit, Diddy's coming. Like, you got that like nervous like feeling. But he was really nice to me. Like, I didn't have any, you know, he was great in my opinion.
You're still, now who did you get close with like in the that process in the show?
I was really close to Taquita and to Aubrey, a girl named Kelly, and gosh, it's so funny. It's like so long ago. I'm like racking my brain because it's but no, Obs and I, we hit it off and, you know, like Dawn is a sweetheart. A lot of the girls were like really, really nice. And everyone, you know, is, I feel like, kind of doing their own thing now.
Yeah,
and still pursuing it, which is great, you know.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's on the same level. Like, you guys, like, you know, and it, are any of the other people still pursuing as hard as you? Because I feel like you're out there and I don't see stuff from everyone else.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know. I feel like me, like, even growing up and, yeah, I grew up dancing, and I knew, like, when I was, like, 13, I, like, told my parents, I'm like, I'm moving to L.A. I'm going to, like, be a dancer, and I ended up injuring my foot my senior year in high school and had to turn down a scholarship, and then I was like, crap, like, you know, just really upset about that, and then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, get an agent and see what happens, and then, you know, booked here, things here and there, and then the audition for making the band, and then not making that, you know, it was hard, but then again, it was one of those things where it was like, you know what, maybe it's not everything is going to be for you.
Yeah.
So you just got to like take the good with the good and the bad with the bad and just continue on your journey. And then it was, I heard about the Pussycat Doll thing.
Yeah, how'd that go down?
That was like talking to my parents like, oh gosh, do I want to do this again? It's so hard to be on a reality show like that. And it's just hard. Like, I don't know how to explain it to someone because it's just almost surreal. You're under so much pressure, and it's just, like, I was just, like, do I want to put myself through this all over again?
Right.
And so we talked about it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it again. You know, here we go. Take two.
Right.
And again, it was, you know, making it down to the wire, but not making it. And, you know, it was hard to swallow, but at the same time, it was just like, all right, well, it's not for me, but I'm still not going to be giving up. I'm just going to continue on my journey.
So. It's also not a worthless process at all because you're, first of all, you're out there, you're getting exposure, and you're doing, like, you're rehearsing and doing all the stuff you'd be doing anyway. You're just doing it on camera.
Yeah.
So it's like almost, I don't know, I see, like, you not getting the band or getting the Pussycat Doll thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, who cares? You're still doing everything, and then mm-hmm. now you're, like, this, your own artist, and mm-hmm. you were never a part of something else that broke up, or, you know?
Right.
It's so cool.
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Esther. I'm a big fan of yours. It's funny. I was telling Brian, I was like, I loved your episode when you showed people your bedroom.
Oh. Well, it's not really my bedroom.
No, I know. Yeah. Literally, like, that was one of the first videos I saw of you. So I was like, oh, my God.
She's a hoarder.
And that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, my God, I need to help her. I thought, I need to, like, organize her closet, do something. I need to get over there.
Oh, my God. No, that's my best friend from home. Her mom is a hoarder. And we went to her basement. And I'm like, I got to get this on film.
Wow.
It is so, literally, there's, like, 14 pairs of Crocs.
No, that, like, was the best part. You know, I was, right? Like, laughing so hard.
I could not get through without laughing. I just watched that video, and it's, like, for me, it's so funny.
I think the reason I was laughing so hard, too, is because you're laughing.
Yeah.
And I love when people, like,
they can't hold it together.
Yeah. Like, on SNL, when they do that, and they, like, are cracking all the time, I'm just like, yes.
That's the best part.
It's the best part.
You feel like you're inside. I love it.
You know what the worst part, though, is when they know that that's what people like, and it's almost like, are they fake laughing?
People say that, like, about Jimmy Fallon.
I was going to say, Fallon seems like he does that all the time, but who knows? So you've been, like, all over the TV. I've seen you on, I think, Entertainment Tonight or E! Entertainment.
Yeah, I just watched you on E!
That's crazy. Is that exciting, or is that nervous? Because that seems like, you know, being under the light right now, it seems like if you make one slip or something like that, you know, it seems to me that would be stressful.
Yeah. It was funny. I was talking to my attorney, like, gosh, they want to interview me. And I knew they wanted to talk about the whole Kardashian thing.
Right.
And the lookalike. And I was like, gosh, I'm going to E! Okay. This is, like, land of Kardashian, home of Kardashian.
That's home base.
Like,
that's home
base. What am I doing? Yeah. Like, are they going to throw me under the bus? Probably. All right. But we're still going to go do it.
Yeah. Good.
But, yeah, no, they actually were super, super nice. And, you know, I just went into the interview and was trying to be prepared for anything they were going to ask me. But, you know, at the end of the day, the commercial wasn't about them finding a Kardashian lookalike.
Right.
Like, that wasn't in it at all.
Yeah, I heard you read the breakdown. It's like Gaga, Britney.
Yeah. And, you know, it is what it is, but it just, yeah, it's just almost, like, funny to me, like, how it all came about, but... You know, at the end of the day, it's good. It's kind of good.
That's awesome.
It totally is.
Is your music influences like a Gaga and a Madonna?
Yeah, like who are you into? Like, who do you love? And especially right now, too.
I grew up listening to Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul. I used to love Paula. Like, when she
was my first CD
ever. When she was in her prime, oh my God. Like, she just, to me, was the ultimate. Like, the girl could dance her ass off. She just was a great performer. You know, obviously... looking up to people like Madonna.
Yes, the queen.
Yeah. I love Britney. I love Beyonce. You know, I'm inspired by a lot of different people, just not like one. When we were recording the album, I wasn't like, okay, I'm going to make a pop dance album. I'm not going to make an R&B one. I'm just literally whatever tracks we got, I was like, okay, this track's out. Let's do this. And then me and my writer would sit down and start writing. So it was really what I was motivated by. But I love all types of music.
That's awesome. Did, brain fart. Did you, never mind. I was going to say something about Gaga, I think.
Gaga. Like Gaga? Here, let me tell you. I'm obsessed with Lady Gaga. I'm obsessed with Madonna. I was obsessed with Britney Spears my whole life. Mm-hmm. Not really, but she's, like, letting me down, I feel. I don't like her videos.
You don't like her videos?
I don't like, Yeah.
I don't like, what was the last one that she just
held it against me?
Held it against me. I felt like she could have, like, I wanted Britney to, like, go for it.
Yeah,
like,
she's not going for it.
I wanted her to do her shit.
That's the drugs that's missing from her recording now.
If somebody told me as a 14-year-old that Britney was going to disappoint me one day, I would just melt.
Well, imagine taking away acid from Jimi Hendrix. You know, if nowadays it's a little bit the same. What I was going to ask, now I remembered, did you ever try to do the American Idol thing then?
Oh,
if
yeah.
It's a big fan of Paula Abdul and everything. And
oh, God. I think after the two reality shows, I was pretty much
like,
tapped out.
I'm done. I'm done completely.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like the ones you did were more legit than Idol is. Huh? I don't know.
Yeah. They're just more, I feel like, performance, like the whole dancing and, you know. I am, this year is when I really started watching Idol, obviously, because of Jennifer Lopez. I love her.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so she kind of got me into watching it. But it's pretty good. There's a lot of talent. Yeah.
Do you still take dance classes? Like, what do you do? How do you upkeep everything?
Yes, I still take dance classes, or I'll go work out at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. People always ask me, like, how do you, you know, what do you do to stay in shape? I don't diet. I feel like the minute you say diet or you try to diet, it, like, vetoes, and it's just, like, the opposite. Like, I just don't even.
Oh, shit.
I feel like it's too much pressure when girls try to, like, commit to, like, a diet. So I think that my thing is, like, you just eat whatever you want in moderation or whatever. I think I've just been blessed, honestly, with good genes, and thank God my parents, my dad, you know, grew up working out, like, was a hockey player. My mom, like, you know, she's petite.
She's got it going on.
I just, yeah, my mom does. Dad is from my mama. Okay. I'll work out, but, like, when I go to the gym, I, like, really freaking work out.
Really? What,
like,
do you do?
It's, I call it body beat down time. Like, I'll tweet, like, body beat down time. Like, I'll do, like, maybe, like, 15 to 10 minutes of cardio just to warm up. Mm-hmm. I do, like, the revolving stairs. I can't run because my knees are just kind of, like, bad from dancing over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't do the treadmill. It drives me nuts. But I'll get on the stairs and just kind of, like, warm up. And then I'll go upstairs and, like, you know, lift weights. And I feel like you need to, like, girls shouldn't be afraid of lifting weights. Like, it's good to tone your body. I feel like people just are like, I'm going to be on the cardio machine for an hour and a half.
do you work out at the gym that's right by where we live? Is that what I'm saying?
24 Hour Fitness?
Oh, no.
By the Arc Light? Why, which one?
I was thinking Crunch, because you said go upstairs. You don't go there? I used to go there, but I didn't go, so I had to cancel my membership, because I don't work that hard.
You don't work that hard?
So
you should come to the gym with me.
That's right.
Beat your ass down.
Just made her day.
I'll beat your ass down. No, I, like, literally go in there. I've got, like, my Detroit hat, like, real low, like, headphones on.
Oh,
like,
you're such a celebrity.
Shut up! You are! You go in with a baseball hat on. I don't like people to, like, try to think it's, like, a meat market, and they can kind of, like, try to holler at me. I hate that.
Do you wear, you don't wear makeup, though, do you?
No, I just kind of just go and, like, you know, sweat it out. I don't, I don't even like to talk to people when I go to the gym. It's very serious for me.
Well, you guys are lucky, because the guys going to gyms in Hollywood, they're all pretty much gay. And it's just like, you get to see guys fucking hitting on you and staring. It's like being in a meat market. Like, it's almost uncomfortable to be a guy in Hollywood gyms.
And then they say, can you spot me?
Yeah, exactly. Joe Rogan always has this joke. Yeah, I spot you a mile away. Get the fuck away from me.
Dude, Joe Rogan, we went on tour with Joe to Austin, and he took us to the gym. And do you know Joe, right?
He's in amazing shape. Right?
Like, yeah,
it's crazy.
But when he goes on the machine, he, like, grunts. He, like, he's like, so stupid.
He's into
it's really embarrassing.
But that's because he has that background of Ultimate Fighting.
Yeah,
right?
He's hardcore.
Well, yeah, he's like Taekwondo. He does Jiu-Jitsu, and he's one of those guys that works out every single day, kettlebells and stuff. And it's just ridiculous. He even takes human growth hormone on top of all that. So he's built for RoboCop.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah.
He's like, if I don't get at least 30 minutes on the elliptical, I'm just like a monkey. I got to get it all out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
My workout routine is just going tanning. I heard it helps.
Tanning? That's so fucking gay.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
That's so gay. You're not kidding, though.
I am not kidding. No.
See,
a lot of people do that.
It's interesting. Like, you're like, you beat down. When I'm at the gym, I'm just like, I like take it really easy on myself. I'm like, well, I'm here. I'm just on the machine. Like, I kind of go really nice and easy.
I got to get crazy with it. I got to get like nuts and feel like I actually did something.
And you take, do you take dance classes? Where do you go? The Edge or Millennium?
Yeah, either or.
Edge, do you get Millennium. Recognized at those places? They're like, oh my God, it's her.
Debbie Reynolds. Sometimes people do.
Have you got the TMZ after you yet?
No TMZ.
It's funny. They always hang out at these comedy clubs and they just have a list of people. They're like, hey, Brian, do you know any of these people? And they're just like reading down this list of people. And right now it's that girl that I guess is connected to Charlie Sheen that just tried to commit suicide.
One of the other goddesses? Day.
Yeah.
No, so not one of the goddesses, right? Not Brie Olsen, right?
No. The main girl that was, I don't know, Howard Stern rated her number one Sheen girl.
Oh, I saw this. Some dumb thing. Who cares?
But it's funny what they're after right now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't care about talent. They care about the Charlie crap. Sheen's crack whore.
Yeah.
Like, no, they do. Seriously.
Have you been following that at all? I never got into it. I never watched any of his Ustream videos, just except little clips here and there, but I just don't care.
Yeah, I've seen a couple here and there, like you probably.
Right.
But I'm kind of just like over it. But people are like, literally, they like live for it.
Yeah.
But I think that obviously now he's more famous than he ever was. But yeah. Wait, did they fire him from his show? Like,
they fired from the show,
He's suing, though, because...
I don't know, that's the dumbest thing that I think they could have done. Now, he has all... Like, people are now that didn't tune into his show are now going to watch his show because of how crazy he is.
And
they should have just kept him.
I think it's an issue, though, with insurance. Like, I don't think they can... You know, like I don't think they can afford to insure him.
Oh yeah, that's true. But yet,
what is the studio? Warner Brothers, like literally Warner Brothers or CBS or some shit. They can't afford it.
Well, that show he's doing that live show has just been selling out like fucking crazy.
But here's what I say: he was a movie star, then he was a high paid TV star, and now he's a road comic.
Is he doing comedy? Is that
no? But that's what it is. You're a road dog. You're just going on the road. That's not success from being someone's a movie star.
Yeah. Right.
Platoon or whatever movies he was in. I don't know.
Right.
He might have a big comeback though. You never know.
It's true. Because
people love the underdogs, and people love people that are eating shit right now. Yeah. Like they like live for it.
Robert Downey Jr.
Look at him.
Hollywood remade him a star. They took care of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's how I feel like, you know, it could be for him too.
So this movie that's coming out, when is it coming out? Do you have any idea when it's coming out?
Or? The Jessica Alba sequel, Honey 2, they didn't tell us, I think, I want to say maybe September.
When did you shoot it?
Over the summer. So it's been a while. I'm ready for it to come out now. I want to see it.
Can you imagine if it came out right now? That'd be perfect timing.
Oh, gosh. See, I saw Honey, but what's the sequel about?
The sequel is more about like an ensemble cast, about a group of kids, inner city kids in New York that, you know, all come from different backgrounds and form a dance crew. And they want to go on this, you know, kind of like a, what's a show on MTV? I can't even think of it right now.
America's Best Dance Crew?
Yeah. America's Best, like kind of like a show like that, like a dance battle crew show. And so it's our crew, the HD crew, competing against this other crew and many other crews. And actually some of the crews from America's Best Dance Crew are in the movie.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of cool. But I think it's releasing in Europe in either like this month or next month. It's going to theaters there, which is cool.
So it's going there first?
Yes, it's going there first. And then I heard September. But it's cool. I play Carla, the fast-talking Italian girl.
Of course.
The loud mouth of the group. This is extremely hard for me. I don't even know how they casted me. You know what I mean? It's such a stretch for me. But it was such a great experience to work with Billy Woodruff, who, you know, of course, directed the first one.
Right.
And that's not always common, that sometimes a director gets to stay with the movies, you know? And just a great cast as well. So I'm excited to see it. I saw the screening and I'm like, okay, now I want everyone else to see it.
Oh, really? Oh, you already saw it. That's awesome.
So you know it's like, I look good.
Yeah, it's good. It's funny. It's really funny.
Do you think Old Navy, or have you heard anything like Old Navy's going to like ask you back for more? Are they going to make it like a series? You know, kind of like they do with the Mannequin series, you know, where they have different episodes. Are you going to be the new spokesgirl?
Oh my God, I would love for that. I would love that. I don't know. I know literally they're shooting like six more commercials. I think that they saw how great this one was, so now they're going to do more lip singing. It's going to be like their new thing.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. I think they'll probably just get different people. I don't know. They should hire me back.
Yeah, I think they should hire you back. I think
you nailed
especially
it.
I mean,
killed
how,
it.
How many commercials on Old Navy are there being people interviewed about it? You know, like you don't normally an Old Navy commercial doesn't come out and then Entertainment Tonight's asking the person in the commercial about things.
You know? It's like pretty unheard of.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would be honored to do another one for them, do another couple, shoot. I know that definitely this year they're coming out with like more of these lip syngy commercials.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have to ask, like, I'm such an, like, what is it, an fangirl, nerd? Like, tell me, like, what is an average day in your life like? People who are watching me are like, what happened to Esther?
Oh my gosh. Normally I wake up around like 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go take care of my little babies. I have two dogs.
What are they?
One's an Applehead Chihuahua. Her name's Jazzy. And then one is my little rescue. He's a terrier mutt. And his name is Bronx.
Oh.
And so I go get them up, and then I take them outside.
Where do they sleep? They don't sleep with you?
Well, Jazzy sleeps with me, but Bronx sleeps in his, whoa.
Whoa,
hey there.
Wanted to play a little guitar for you.
Okay. Okay. No, Bronx sleeps in his bed. Like, I have him in a crate because he's, like, I tried having him sleep with me at night, but he's just too, like, rambunctious, and he, like, wakes me up, and he, like, literally wants to, like, lay on top of me, and I'm just like, Bronx, it doesn't matter if I, like, push him off or put him to the side, like, he sleep over here, and he'll just be, like, right back on
top
of me.
That's so cute.
So then, feed him breakfast, take them for a walk, and then, you know, try to get to the gym, and then it's like, you know, if I have any meetings or auditions I'm preparing for,
And you still go out for acting work, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and, yeah, I just auditioned for this film called Lip Service last week. It was really cool.
Yeah, are you getting more roles now from all this attention? Are you getting people interested in you? And
yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just having this conversation with my mom. Even after all of this, like, you know, craziness, I still think it's just, you know, it's old news now. It's like back to Charlie Sheen.
I agree.
Or it just, things happen so fast. I think that, like, you constantly have to stay on your grind. Like, mm-hmm. because of this, do I think that now, you know, I'm this uber star and I've made it? No. It's like back to me just auditioning like every other girl in LA.
You know what's so cool about that is that's why you're where you are. Because I'm sure so many people did Making the Band 3 and like got off the show and they're like, oh, I'm kind of like, I did something now. And then they're done. Mm-hmm. Like that's what makes you is you're someone that does this stuff, doesn't get it, moves on. Like you mm-hmm. just keep going. Like you said, you're like, I'm not stopping. That's really something that sets you apart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
I love her.
So it's just like I said, it's on to the next. So, you know, it's again back to the wall, getting auditions, you know, like every other person has to go to, you know, the audition, try out, and, you know, see That's what awesome. Happens.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, melissamolinaro.
That's cool.
.com. So people can check out things over there and my YouTube channel and my song Dance Floor is on iTunes.
What's your YouTube channel? Is that Melissa Official or something like that? Or
yeah, it's a. Okay, this is the thing. My last name was Smith,
yeah.
and I changed it to my mom's maiden name, just because it's more spicy.
I
don't know. Smith is just it's so common.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just set something apart and just go to my mom's maiden name and be Molinaro. And the M&M thing kind of works for me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, but because my YouTube channel was. Made like back in the day
mm-hmm.
and it was Official Melissa Smith
mm-hmm.
so that's what my YouTube channel is so
right.
people you know Melissa Smith Melissa Molinaro whatever it's the same thing
that's cool.
I like Molinaro better because
yeah.
you're like this little Italian firecracker
yeah I know now I need to get a song with Pauly D I want him to remix yeah but the Italians have to come together and stick together
Yes, I'm all on board with that. I think that show is so stupid. I thought it was the dumbest shit ever. And then
it sucks you in.
Yeah, no. I also had a dream about Pauly D that he was like my knight in shining armor, not literally, but like I had this dream that I like went on a date with him, and now I'm in love with him.
Oh my
Do you ever
God.
Have that? You have a dream about a guy, and then it's like
he's your becomes your fantasy.
Yeah,
that you're, like, obsessed with.
He was in my dream. That's the man of my dreams, Pauly D. What's wrong with me?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
A lot. Are you dating anyone?
No. Right now, I'm just keeping it, just focusing on work.
That's great. Do you go out a lot at night? Like, do you party? Or?
Every now and then, I, you know, go out. Not too much, though. Every now and then.
Every time our friend Chris is in town.
That's true. Always.
How do you know Chris? He's so cool.
Oh, yeah, she knows Chris. I forgot about that.
I met him in Texas. He's so cool.
So, Caitlin, his fiance.
One of the most beautiful women ever.
So pretty, yeah. Love Caitlin. Yeah. She and I worked, we worked a job together, and that's how we met. And then I ended up meeting him through her, and then she was like, oh my God, we all have to hang out. And literally, like, we became friends, and that was, like, it was, like, history. And then anytime they come in L.A., it's, like, our same L.A. crew, like, gets together, and...
It's a crazy party.
Literally, I can't keep up with them sometimes. They are so hardcore when it comes to party. Like, rage. Like,
yes.
No other, like... And I don't know if you've been to a club with Chris, but he will be on the tables dancing, getting crunk with it.
Yeah.
Crunk time.
Bottles of tequila and vodka. I was like looking over and I'm like, is that Chuck Liddell sitting next to us? I was like, this is like a movie. This is like ridiculous. It's such a fun time.
He's like so nice. Chris, this is the Fleshlight president or something.
Or right? No, he worked for Fleshlight. Now he has his own company. But yeah, he left Fleshlight.
He did?
To pursue his own company, which is already blowing up.
What is his own company?
He makes these little supplements that you take. You know, like when you want to get back on the ground after a night of partying, you know, it's pretty good shit.
That's when he would make.
Yeah, well, it's great.
It's like vitamins,
yeah, it's like vitamins. It's vitamins and supplements that's just supposed to, you know,
if you have like a bad like hangover or whatever, I guess it's supposed to give you all the nutrients to get back.
Yeah, and they have one for after, one for before. So like if you're going out for a crazy night with Chris, then you take one of his packs.
He's like, you need a Chris pack.
Oh my God.
That's funny. But yeah, no, Chris is great. I love those guys and mm-hmm. all those people. I
now can't wait they're engaged.
I can't wait.
They live in Austin, right? Are they?
Yeah, they live in Austin, and mm-hmm. Second home's always here in Los Angeles, it seems like.
Yep.
So when you go out, where do you go out? Like, do you go to the hot spots?
I don't even know what's hot.
are you talking about Applebee's? Because she loves Applebee's.
Kelly is Applebee's. I am there. Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think in LA, don't clubs like last like 2 weeks here and then they're like
absolutely.
Done. And then like it's the next new thing.
Yeah.
So true. I learned that when I first moved here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Chattown.
Yeah. You got this like ghetto thing in you. I love it.
I know. It's true.
You're so urban. Esther,
you stupid.
You stupid girl.
Don't
show.
Care.
Open. You rude.
What's funny about Esther is she doesn't drink ever.
I've never drank before.
Oh my God, wait. Okay, stop right now. So your other video
what?
Where it was like Esther drinking for the first time.
Oh yeah.
Esther.
That was our first date.
Okay, let me tell you something. I didn't know, like, I literally thought, because you look really young, right? And I'm sure you get this a lot. And I literally thought, like, oh my God, who is this person giving this, like, 13-year-old these drinks and these drugs? I am writing to them and I am telling
them. Oh my
God. Like, I was so just like, oh my God, how could they allow this, like, little girl to be in all of this? And then I realized, I was like,
that is so funny. I would never think that is so funny. But it was real. Like, people are always like, oh, you drink all that. I'm like, no. Like, I tasted the alcohol. I'm like, ugh, like, how does anyone drink it? I don't like it.
I didn't start drinking till like maybe 2 years ago.
Really?
I did this. Well, I probably three.
So, like, when you were 18?
Exactly. No. exactly. I did this film called Command Performance with Dolph Lundgren. We shot it in Bulgaria and in Moscow. And, like, literally, after we'd be done filming, they would have these huge dinners that we would go to. And they would literally in Europe start, eating dinner. Like, 12 o'clock at night. So we like roll up. I was like, isn't the restaurant closing? No, it's just like people are still there, like 12 o'clock at night. And they would like bring shots. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't do shots. Like, I never did a shot before in my life. Like, but it's customary. And if you don't do it, like, they would just be, you know, take offense to it. So I was like, oh, God, I have to do this, like, freaking shot. I was so, like, nervous and, like, well, maybe I can, like, fake it or something. Like, they're behind me.
Had you ever drank before? No.
Yeah, like, you know, I was not, like, a really big drinker. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, just like literally when I say like 3 years ago is when I started drinking, like I just kind of started, I never liked the taste of it. And that's why I just didn't, I was all like, this tastes nasty. So then we, I don't remember actually what it was, if it was like Don Julio, like I guess it was like the 1942, like the best quality of tequila you could ever have. And it like didn't really taste like anything. And I was like, oh, okay, so give me a lemon. I'm like, surprisingly, I'm like, this is okay. So then I remember coming back to LA, like telling my best friend, like, oh my God, you'll never guess what I did. I did a shot. Like all excited, like I'm proud of myself.
That's awesome. Did Dolph hit on you during the movie? He was like, hey, come over here, drink some tequila with me.
I used his name in one of my jokes as Dolph being a really ugly name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I haven't done that joke in a while, though. Anyway.
I want to hear it.
No, it's stupid.
Okay.
You have to come to one of my You have to come to the Comedy Store, the Improv.
What are you talking about? Don't let her go to the Comedy Store with those savages.
Comedy Store is like a dirty place.
Yeah, you want to go to the Improv.
Do you ever go to comedy shows? Have you been out?
Wait, what's the one on Sunset?
There's the Comedy Store and there's Laugh Factory.
Or Laugh Factory.
The one on the corner by Crescent Heights. What's that?
Laugh
Factory. Okay, I've been there.
Yeah, that's a nice club.
Who'd you see? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. It was like a couple years ago. I can't even remember. I don't think it was... it wasn't like a headlining show. Right. It was just like a bunch of different comics.
That's cool.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Sometimes when it's too many different comics, they're like, a lot of them are bad.
It's a blur.
It's too long.
It's too long.
So you did a voice in a video game, Jurassic Park. Is that right?
I mean, I did. I do voiceovers. Uh-huh. That one I never did. Where did you get that information?
It's on your Wikipedia. It says you did Jurassic Park the game.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You know what's weird is I feel like sometimes on my IMDb page or your Wikipedia, like people can like upload things and you're like,
oh, they can do, yeah, they can do anything.
Do whatever you want. You're like, actually, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, how famous are you if someone's putting shit up there that
you
didn't
don't
even
do?
Somebody that's amazing.
Somebody always puts on Joe Rogan's, they always put that he has Crohn disease. And all
oh my God, you're like, what the hell? You're like, no, that wasn't me. I like to do, voices and stuff.
Really?
That would be
fun. I wanted to come in today and do this whole interview in like a Russian accent.
A Russian accent.
Lethal Esther. Hello.
God, girls love
nice
Russian accents.
Nice to meet you.
It's so good.
It's so gross. I don't like, but I like to
but you
do
must.
It.
You should come be a part of my live show. We're planning a live, like an alternative show with like characters and stuff. You should come be a part of it.
Do you like being on stage? Does that make you nervous at all, or do you feel pretty comfortable up there?
Oh, she's comfortable.
It's funny, I get nervous before, and then as soon as I get on stage, it kind of all goes away.
Do any live performances anymore? Like
We're gonna start with obviously dance floor, so we're gonna hit up all the gay clubs.
Yes, that's how Gaga started.
Yeah, so we're gonna put together a little like club show soon.
That's cool.
We have that coming up, and who was I saying? Oh, I was talking about auditioning, and my friend was like, do you get, like, nervous before you audition? And I was like, with that big movie that I had last week, I had so much going on that week. I was leaving to go to Winter Music Fest to Miami, like, the next day on a red eye. And I was like, okay, I need to pack. I need to do all this stuff. But right now, I just need to focus on this audition that's tomorrow. So I call my best friend, and we rehearse lines over the phone. So I'll be, like, rehearsing with her. And literally, I will be nervous and be like a wreck until I go and audition. And then when I'm in the room, I'm like fine and it all goes away.
And you
but
kill
I'll
it.
Get like, yeah. And I did. Oh my God, it was the best audition ever.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that one. And there's no better feeling than just knowing that you did, you know, your absolute best and you walk out of there. Because sometimes, I mean, I've been doing this for a while. So sometimes, and in the beginning, it's like you rehearse, you're all prepared and you go. And then all of a sudden, it's like out the window. You're like, what the? That's not what I planned on doing when I walked in the room.
Yeah.
And you're like so mad at yourself and you're like, okay, well, I guess it's the next one. But I get like really bad anxiety and then it literally just all goes away and
that's
I'm
good.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I think it's normal to be that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in West Palm Beach, Florida like a month ago and it was like a 700 person audience. And
oh
it was
yeah,
like
didn't you bomb?
No, I didn't bomb.
Yeah,
but
I think you did.
Shut
you
the fuck
you
up.
You tweeted that you bombed.
No, I didn't. You're on crack or you want me to bomb or something.
No.
But no, it was like my first show and I was so nervous because the audience was so, it was the biggest audience I've done before. I mean, it was so big, like halfway through the audience, there was TV screens just so you can see.
Oh,
you couldn't even see the stage. It was so big. But when I got off stage, I was fine when I got on stage. But when I got off stage, my stomach, the nerves in my stomach were so bad. It felt like somebody stabbed me. And I just had to, like, lay down for 20 minutes. It was that bad. Oh, my God. But, yeah.
That's so weird.
Well, stand-up must be more nerve-wracking than I think, like,
I don't think so. I think because, at least because I used to dance, too, like, in high school and college. But, like, you have to be, like, in sync with other people. That's what makes me nervous, is like I'm gonna fuck it up and I'm like, and everyone else is gonna keep it together. Like with stand-up, it's like all on you, so you're like, I don't know, I just feel like
you can like wing it.
Yeah,
it's already been brought
One of my best friends, Angela Johnson, I've seen her like literally from the start of her career to like where she is now, and it's just, it's like
she's a huge deal.
Who is she?
Angela Johnson. Honey, she do nail lady. Honey.
Oh, she's yeah. Like, she's honey, funny. Yes. How do you know her? Have do you ever see her and go?
We met. We used to go to the same church.
Oh. Aw.
Yeah.
Church girl.
Church girl. You know. Whoa. Yeah, we used to go to the same church, and she is hilarious. Just I can't. Like, even believe, like, from where she started to where she's now, it's just awesome to see, like, one of your good friends just be on this amazing journey.
Yeah, especially, wow. that's one of those stories where the internet just fucking made her this.
Why, what happened? I don't even know.
Her video, the nail video, nail I lady. Mean, millions and millions and millions and millions of hits. Yeah. And from that, now she's selling out shows mm-hmm. just because of that YouTube video. Whoa. And she's fucking hilarious. Even Rogan, Joe, mm-hmm. saw that nail bit, and he's just fucking thinks it's hilarious.
She's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's good. Very lucky girl.
What is she up to now? Are you still friends with her?
Yeah, I called her last night. We were going to go to this charity event. I wanted her to come with me for Generosity Water. It's this this campaign that I've kind of like become a part of. And they make wells in Uganda, Africa. And it's just an amazing thing to be a part of for me, just because I think it's something we take for granted, just like water. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of places in the world don't even have clean water. And these people have to, like, travel miles upon miles to get dirty water in this village. It has, like, diseases in it and God knows what. So this is raising money and just wanting to raise awareness about it. So I went to that last night, asked her if she wanted to come with me. But she had, like, wedding things. She's getting married soon. So she's busy. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so busy planning that. But I'm sure she's been auditioning for lots of stuff, pilots.
I see her, I feel like she's all over the place.
I haven't even seen her in a minute just because she's either doing a show somewhere or staying busy.
You know, I saw something cool the other day, speaking of bottled water. Have you seen these new things that's water in a carton? Instead of using plastic bottles for water, it comes in like a milk carton now.
Really?
And it's like all, you know, recycled milk carton, stuff like that. And it's, I guess that's fine, you know, that, you know, not having plastic.
I feel like you tried to get us to talk about this on the last podcast.
What? I just thought it was cool.
This is like your new thing.
He wants to be the face on the milk carton.
Well, the thing about it is, like, I drink a lot of bottled waters and stuff like that. And then you just have a trash can of freaking bottled waters, plastics, and stuff like that.
Milk cartons. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm just trying to.
And it's kind of like OG, too, like that milk carton.
Yeah.
It's paper, right? Like the paper
milk carton.
OG, what's that?
Like original gangster.
Oh, my God. Did you know that that's what she meant?
Yes.
Like OG, like old school.
I didn't know that. Oh, I'm going to use that.
Well, you're a little child.
OG.
Like OG.
Did you go to college at all, or did you come straight here?
No, I went to... So what happened was I was planning on accepting the scholarship to the Performing Arts Center. In my senior year in high school, my ankle got messed up and had to get surgery. So that was kind of shattered for me. And my parents at the time, I'm born in Canada.
Yeah.
A small town called Whitby in Ontario.
Oh, wow.
They moved to Michigan, my dad and my mom. My dad worked for Chrysler, my mom worked for GM. So they were there in Motor City doing their thing. So I went to high school in Michigan and danced in Michigan.
Did you want to go to U of M? They have a good musical theater program.
You know, I always knew that I was coming straight out to LA. Like, it wasn't even an option for me. I just was like, I'm going to get this scholarship. I'm going to go out to LA. I'm going to dance. And then, you know, it always doesn't work out that way.
Right.
So, but what happened is my parents then got transferred to the Bay, San Francisco, for a year. Mm-hmm. So I recouped with them. And then I knew that I was still going to come and out to LA after my ankle had been healed up. And it's what I did and started, you know, I got an agent and a commercial agent and a manager and started booking things here and there. And I was a part of this girl group called Goddess for a little bit, and nothing ever really happened to it. And then, you know, just kind of been out here. And
did your parents stay in San Francisco, or did they move back to it?
No, they're in Michigan.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, my mom, dad, and brother are in Michigan, and everyone else is in Toronto.
All the plants closed, though, right?
So you're kind of a Midwest girl.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm from Ohio, so screw blue, but but no, it seems like Michigan is hurting like crazy now. Didn't they close all the plants and stuff? And
it's really bad there right now. I feel like, you know, you can get a house there for like $4,000 or less.
I was thinking about it, really, just buying a house that I was never going to live in. Just to kind of have.
Yeah, properties everywhere. Right,
hey.
But isn't it, that's like dangerous though.
Michigan?
If houses are $4,000.
Well, I remember when I was in Ohio, we used to always go through Michigan to go to Windsor, Canada to drink when we were underage and go to strip bars and stuff. Yeah. And so there was this one part that when you go through Detroit, I made a wrong turn somewhere and I went down the street and there was like a car on fire. There was a house on fire. There was people laying in the street and you're just like, what the fuck? Did a zombie attack just happen? I'm like 10 minutes late.
That's like in Back to the Future when they go.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looked like.
Have you seen the movie Back to the Future too?
When Biff came back and screwed up the whole future.
That's totally what you just painted the picture of.
It's exactly what it was. Never thought about that. Yeah.
There's bad parts in, I think, every town, and then there's the good parts.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like Ann Arbor.
My hometown's like that.
Ann Arbor?
That's where the college is. I did a summer thing there. Like, I studied. That's a good school. That's where Madonna went.
Madonna went to my high school.
Oh, yeah?
And we had the same counselor.
Are you serious?
Was it Bay City, Michigan?
No, it was in Auburn, like Rochester Hills, with Adams High School.
Don't you love Madonna?
Love her. And then when I found out that she went to my high school, I was like, see, this is going to happen for me.
That's right.
I was meant to be here.
You're damn straight. If you go out of the same high school as Madonna, you got it.
You drank the same water. Run.
Exactly.
Dude, that's
amazing.
Which
is a mix of...
Did you get straight A's? I know she got straight A's.
I did pretty good, but I was that kid that like always had to work hard in school.
Yeah.
Like it never came easy for me. Like my brother was like the brainiac, didn't have to study. I actually had to like apply myself and study.
Is your brother into dance?
No.
In the industry?
My brother is working for Chrysler. He's a plant manager.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah.
Did he get a discount on Chrysler cars?
He does.
Oh.
Yes.
Hmm. What kind of car do you drive?
A Jeep Commander.
Nice.
Chrysler, baby.
Oh.
That's right. I drive
Ford. That's what Holly Montag drives too, right?
A Jeep Commander? Or just a Jeep, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, just a Jeep.
I drive Ford. I grew up Ford.
I've got a Camry. I've got a weird middle-class father, so.
I love trucks. My first car I learned how to drive was a Tahoe, which is huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, huge for a little me.
How'd you parallel park that shit?
How tall are you? 5'3"?
Oh my God, I love you. 5'1.5".
Really? Oh my God, we're like the same height, kind of.
Get a room.
I love you.
But I'm always in ginormous heels.
Yeah, those are, let me see.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So you're like a pro at it. Those are awesome shoes.
You can walk in those. Do you always wear shoes like that?
I'm not always, but.
And you walk fine in them. You're cool. It's comfortable.
Yeah, I have to dance in these. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Crazy. Where do you shop?
Oh my God, everywhere. I have like a shopping
addiction. Target, Sears,
Kmart, what? I don't know.
It's funny, I used to, when I grew up, there was a place that was owned by Express. Mm-hmm. It was called Structure.
Structure.
It was huge.
Okay, keep going. I think I had a part-time job there.
At Structure? Yeah, back in the day, it was big. Like, I think at the time, it was like these jersey shirts with the stripes and the collars, and they just Structure jeans. But it was huge for a while. And then I don't know what happened.
What happened to it? They
kind of died, and I thought they were dead. I was in Sears the other day, and Structure's now in Sears.
Wait, what?
It's so weird. It's like you got Sears clothing, which is like flannels and, you know, crappy shit. And then you have this little section in the back, and it just says Structure, and I'm like, wait, that's not the same Structure. Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's making a comeback. It's at Sears, dying slowly. But
Structure is getting
Sears
a paycheck.
Still around?
I don't know.
Like Sears are still around because anytime my mom is like, I'm like, oh my God, I need a new vacuum. My vacuum broke. She's like, you gotta get it at Sears.
Washer and dryer.
Sears. Yep. Like washer
and dryer. They sell clothes. Like they used to be a thing.
Everyone buys appliances at Sears. Like literally, why is it? Because it's a warranty forever.
It's the warranty, and I guess it's like the best place for deals for a washer and dryer. You can go.
I don't see that place lasting.
Well, here's an example. I just bought a new washing machine, and at Best Buy it was $600, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to buy this washing machine, and then I went on my phone
phone and did that program called Red Laser, where you can just scan a UPC symbol.
iPhone thing.
And so you can scan it.
One more reason I need to get an iPhone.
What do you have?
A BlackBerry.
Me too. Which one?
Wait till June.
The curve, or not the curve.
The bold?
Yeah, the bold.
We have the same one.
Kiss it. Yeah.
Is yours a mirror?
Yeah, there's a mirror on here.
Oh, yeah, that's a screen thing that you put on your thing so it's a mirror, so you can use it as a mirror.
And then it's just a regular screen.
Mm-hmm. Right. But back to the story.
We're totally having her moment.
Right. So I scanned it, and what it does is it scans, and then it finds by GPS all the stores around you to see if there's a cheaper place. And Sears had it for $300, half off. And I'm like, what the fuck? Get me out of this Best Buy.
Seems like so cheap though for a washing machine. Aren't they like $1,000?
No.
$300?
It was $300 for a washing machine. It's a nice one.
That's cheap.
Anyways, we're talking about washing machine prices.
I know. What the heck is going on here?
Yeah, seriously, Brian. That's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
when is your next stand-up thing?
I don't know. It might be tonight in Westwood, but I think next Friday night at the Comedy Store, maybe.
So, do you have, like, a set, like, your set jokes and your things?
I do. I'm working on a lot of new stuff right now, but, yeah, like, I'm trying to narrow it down to, like, a 4.5-minute TV set that I'm going to do on television at some point.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, so I'm just always trying to work on new stuff and get new stuff.
What is your kind of, like, does every, you know how, like, every comic has their, like, ish or their like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Angela started off as like nail lady, or she'll talk about like guys from different races and how they like hit on her. And
right.
Like, you know, what is your little like.
What's your shtick?
Like myself and what I'm doing. Cause I'm just like more of a personality based comedian. Like I don't really do voices or, you know, stuff like that or characters. Like I just kind of.
Like everyday life stuff that happens to you.
Yeah. I just get up there and talk about being me. It's all a process and. An art form that you're just trying to develop, I guess.
How long have you been out here in LA?
I've moved here April of 2009, so almost 2 years.
Okay, cool. And this is like you knew you were going to pursue this.
Yeah, totally.
From the gate. I love that.
Yeah. And like you.
Yeah.
But with dancing and singing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Brian over here.
I just fell into it. I thought I gave up on life in Ohio. And then
Joe Rogan saved
me. One day he just called me up and was like, you want to move to California? I'm like, all right.
You're like, sign me up.
Yeah.
And did you write Dance Floor, or how did that?
Dance Floor was already written.
It's already been rock.
It's already been rock. Dance Floor was a track that Fuego, this producer, he produced songs like What You Say.
Oh, really?
I love that song.
Fuego's like a major producer. He is from Germany and has a song actually a hit out right now. It's called All Star, and his single. I love it. I can't wait till that comes out.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry, I'm literally obsessed with his single. He played that song for me, and right out the gate, I was like, I love it. I want to record it, and that's what it was. And then it ended up being the song that we wanted to put out.
That's cool.
For this first single.
And it's a cool video, too, if you guys want to check it out.
It's so good. I need music videos like that. Like, why isn't Britney doing stuff like that? Like, that's such a good video that you have. Thank you.
Britney's old school. Melissa, new school.
No, Britney is not even old school. Britney's just, like, doing stupid stuff.
Hey.
What do you think of Born This Way? Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. You know, I like the song. Is the video out yet?
The video is out. There's, like, a good dance sequence in it.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen the video yet. But Richie, who assisted Lorianne on making the band... they're doing all of her choreography.
Yeah, so, I heard Lorianne Gibson.
Yeah, Lorianne Gibson. Yeah, and Richie's a really good friend of mine. So it's cool to see him kind of like, you know, work with her and do that. But
yeah,
I think she's super talented. I think that, you know, that her voice is amazing. Someone's here.
No, that's my protective dog that just has to bark anytime he hears somebody.
I have those too.
Have you ever got one of those things that you, I don't know if you've ever seen at CVS or not, that every time a dog barks, it puts out some kind of like thing that makes the dog go, oh, don't bark. You know, like a.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know exactly. It's at CVS. It's only like $10. And I guess
my dog drives me crazy for that. I need to get this.
Here. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if it works though, because I guess every time it hears a bark, it releases like a little like thing that we can't hear that makes the dog go, ugh, I guess I'm going to bark.
I wonder if it like electrocutes them. Yeah, that's not nice.
house.
Well, it's, oh, come on. You know what's not nice? Having your dog bark all the fucking time. That's true. And it drives me crazy. Like, I just want to put a muzzle on it almost.
Sometimes I'm like thankful for it because, I mean,
it you is never, like a, yeah.
yeah, you're like, okay, who's here? Or like, you know, sometimes it's like, is anyone here? Like, you know, right. yeah, it's good if you're a girl, safe, it's yeah, like safety like thing. But then there's other times where like, all right, and you're just barking because someone just walks by and right. like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, wait, you're wasting my time, you little shit.
And then the worst is like when you're on the phone, you're like, yeah, so anyways, you know, yes. it's like a really important phone call and they're like, rawr, rawr. You're like, oh my God. You're like, calm down. Anyways, what like screaming at them.
Oh my God, that's all the time.
How old are your dogs or dog?
Jazzy is 4 or 5 now. She's getting to be an old lady. And then Bronx is turning 3.
I'm going through the problem right now. Like, my dog's like 1, but my dog is, besides barking, just is a chewer. So I'll come
same
home.
Same here. Everything is chewed.
Yeah, I'll come home and then somehow he'll get mail off the table and then chew it up. And it's just like, dog, you eat your homework for real.
I have that too.
And then like my whole coffee table, wood around it, all chewed up. God. And now I'm like, all right, so now I just got to keep you in the cage the whole time.
Dude, someone came in my house and was like, there's a razor blade in the middle of your floor chewed up. I'm like, my dog, he has chewed razor blades. He has chewed ink, like all this poisonous stuff. And I trust him. I'm like, I know. Go ahead. I'm like, I know that he can chew anything and he'll be okay. Like, I'm not worried about him.
Oh my God.
But
the
it's
fact
terrible.
That he can chew a razor blade yeah. is pretty intense.
It's really kind of scary, but I don't know what to do with him.
Mine doesn't chew so much. There was a time when Bronx, I don't even know how. I like, you know, tons of heels. Of course, he had to pick my, like, most expensive pair and chewed it. And I was livid.
Oh, my God.
Livid. I was so mad. And I got it fixed. But I literally was like, oh, my God, my Balmain heels.
My friend, his dog ate his MacBook Pro.
Oh.
Like, straight up the MacBook Pro. All right,
that's done. That's I couldn't take that. If that happened, that'd be game over.
I would give it up for adoption.
No, I wouldn't even do that. I would put my arms around it in a chokehold.
Like, it was the funniest thing ever. My friend Matt, my best friend, was like, he just ate my computer and I laughed for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's crazy.
Speaking of laughing for 3 hours, I want to read something. Hold on.
Do you ever go out a lot where you need like new dresses and new clothes and stuff like that a lot? Because I need to hook you up with my friend. Her name is Michelle. Her name is Michelle, and she owns a company called Cheek Little Devil Style House here in LA. Ooh. And it's so cool. She just started off with this little eBay store, mm-hmm. And now it's like one of the hugest style houses in LA.
Like
and
all the like Lindsay Lohan goes there. Well, Lindsay Lohan, doesn't she own her money?
Probably. Anyways,
yeah.
Yeah, good idea. Just talk about that, Esther.
So. It's funny because I just tweet our Will Ferrell's like, I love him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Literally, Will Ferrell. My everything. Like,
Elf. I just watched the other day.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite movies.
Such a good
one of my
movie.
Favorite movies. I love that.
I ate mushrooms and watched Elf.
Oh my God.
We're like, hold on. We like it just with our Skittles, yeah. Okay? We're good.
I'm just, can I get some popcorn? Whoa, you took it there to the next level. No, but yeah, I want to marry him.
Really?
Yes, I love him.
So you
and
love
Adam,
comedy.
And Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Like those two.
Have you seen the movie Punch Drunk Love? It's one of Adam Sandler's like rare movies. It's really good.
Yeah, it's like a serious
movie. I don't think I have seen it, but
it reminds me of our friend Benji.
Will Ferrell, I'm started following him on Twitter and I can't help but like retweet almost everything he says because I think it's hilarious and I feel like people are just going to be so annoyed with me. But he said something about if you want someone to remember you, or something about like them having to owe you money, or like someone will always remember you if you owe them money, or just
that's true.
That's hilarious.
I think I'm totally botching the whole entire joke right now, but I'm trying to find it.
I wanted to read. My sister sent me this because my mom just started texting, and my sister texted me. Told mom I was sick. This is what she texted me. Forward. Oh, sorry to hear that. ... Take of yourself. OXOX, mom.
OX.
I have an aunt that like probably they should be friends because they text exactly the same.
OX.
At least they text. My mom won't even text. And so, like, she will call me nonstop just for, like, hey, what was the name of this? And it's like, God, that's no, what texting is for.
Yeah, texting is good for parents. I agree.
I can't find this freaking this tweet. I wanted to read it.
Yeah, Will Ferrell is one of those guys that falls in the class of people that I could sit there and just watch and laugh my ass off. He could be eating Cheerios and I would be laughing. Step Brothers is my favorite movie of his.
Oh, yeah. You got to see his SNL audition. I don't know if you've seen it and it's on his DVD. It is so funny. You're like, of course he got on that show. His audition is so funny. He, like, is pretending to be this dad at a barbecue. Like, Google it. It is so funny.
I'm going to go home and Google it.
You will freak out. Oh, he's so good.
Will Ferrell audition.
His SNL audition, I'm telling you, it's out of this world. It's so on.
I want to get into the Groundlings.
You should.
I want to start there.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
What's, like, your, like, ideal? Like, because you do everything. Like, what is your number one? Or, like, what?
I love comedies, so I would love to either be in, like, a funny romantic comedy or just, like, even, like, working with Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, any of those guys, like... I just want to be that. Like, I'm not afraid to make fun of myself or look ugly or do this, like, weird things or weird voices. Awesome.
Brian,
or
we got to do something with her, right?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. Definitely. Did you pull it up?
Yeah, no? you want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay,
let me... What? The audition?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, let's not watch that on the...
Yeah, let's play a little bit of it. Why not, Esther?
Okay.
Oh, it's upside down.
Well, that's not...
That's weird. That's,
don't watch that one.
That's a stupid one. What the fuck?
Audition.
Here we go.
And this will be the voice of the Chicago Cubs.
Is this really his audition?
Carey. Yeah, it is.
This is taking place at a play reading.
The funny one is a different one, but they're all good.
It's pretty good. I'd like to thank everyone for coming to today's reading. It means a lot to me. I'm very excited about this play. I'm also very excited about the cast we've assembled, led by none other than the voice of the Chicago Cubs, Harry Carey. In addition to being a baseball announcer, Harry is a fine dramatic actor as well. Thanks for coming in, Harry.
Hey, pleasure to be here, Richard. This is a treat. Thanks.
For those of you who don't know, Harry will be playing the lead, the part of Jack Scancy. Now, I hope you've had a chance to look at the script.
Richard, I hate to interrupt you because you're doing such a beautiful job here. And correct me if I'm wrong, but my character, Jack Scancy, is the type of guy that could be a neighbor or a work buddy. The type of guy who rolls up his sleeves and says, hey, I got a job to do, I'm going to do it. He's just been dealt a bad hand. Am I way off?
No, Harry, that's as good as an interpretation as any. Now, let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to start with Act 2, Scene 2. Harry, I'll go ahead and read the part of your wife, Carol. Now, keep in mind, this is the night she's been fed up with your drinking, and she's putting a stop to it.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
It's funny, Jack. I woke up this morning and tried to remember if I ever really loved you.
God knows I tried to love you.
The only thing you ever loved was your liquor cabinet.
What happened, Carol? I feel hollow inside. My heart is black, and I hate you, sweet Jesus.
Sweet
Jesus. Okay, Harry, why don't we stop right there?
Go to that, fast forward.
Yeah.
Go to the...
Does he have another one on this?
Yeah.
Is this it?
No, keep going.
All right.
I can't wait to watch this when I go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, let's let the viewers watch this one. This is it, actually.
All right. Hey, Don. How are you? Yeah. Hey, I've got a story for you. I finally played Hillcrest.
This kills me.
Shot a 93. Ouch. No, I'll take it. I'm not a scratch golfer like you, though. Hey, guys, I mean it. Let's get off the shed. Okay? But I'll tell you, I lost 4 balls off that first tee. Yeah, no. I took a 12, and I was fine after that. But boy, you're right. That hole's a... If you don't get off the shed... In 2 seconds, I'm going to shove this spatula into orifices you didn't know you had. Now get off the shed. But, anybody want a burger? Who wants a burger?
Yeah, he's fucking classic.
He did it.
I literally can watch him forever. Like,
he's so good.
Love him.
But, Brian, we got to do a video with her, or I want to have you do... I didn't know you were into comedy. This is amazing.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to do something.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm down. The next thing we do, it'll be...
Definitely do a viral video. Maybe we could have you do Try Things video. Is there anything you haven't tried? Like crystal meth, heroin?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All of the above. I'm such a... Yeah, baby, when it comes to all that.
Are you into like the crazy, not drugs, but are you into like the crazies? Like, do you go skydiving? Are you scared of heights, or are you do any of the nonsense stuff?
Yeah, like I really have a fear of heights, but I will go on roller coasters and like literally like almost be like peeing my pants.
I can't do roller coasters.
Oh, you can't do roller coasters?
No.
I couldn't either. I had to overcome my fear of like going on them. And I literally was like, all right. Not only am I going to go on the roller coaster, I'm going to go front row.
Snap.
What roller coaster?
Now you die.
Okay, Cedar Point. Did someone say anything about Ohio?
Oh, my God. Cedar Point. That's my... Well, I grew up in Columbus, which was in the middle of Cedar Point and Kings Island. Every year, we got to pick which one we wanted to go to. Cedar Point, Magnum, and all that crap. Was it the Magnum?
It was the Magnum.
Are you fucking serious?
I swear to you. And that roller coaster, oh, my God, right now, thinking about it, is making me, getting the butterflies.
I could never. I went on one roller coaster, and I said, I would rather fall to my death than stay on this roller coaster. Because at least I'm in control of that. And the roller coaster, it's so... Scary.
What the crazy thing about the Magnum is, if people don't know,
the biggest.
It was at one point the steepest, tallest, and whatever fastest roller coaster, and I don't think it is anymore. But the crazy thing is, nowadays they have crazy roller coasters, but they have the things that go over you and everything. Oh, Magnum just had that little pole that went down on your lap.
Oh, no, thank you.
And I still I'm not too scared of roller coasters, but I still every day I think about that Magnum, that first fucking
drop
going up super slow, and then you just kind of
click.
Oh my God, I would never. How do you do it?
But I won't skydive. I don't think I'm gonna.
Fuck that. I actually talked to somebody that skydived the other day, and they said it wasn't even that fun because the whole time you can't breathe because the air is just going in your face so hard.
So what do you do?
She was just like, I'm trying to breathe. I'm like freaking out about not being able to breathe easily. And it was over in 15 seconds. And she's like, you know what? It was cool. I'm glad I did, but I would never.
Every cunty person just skydives, and then they're like, yeah, it's so much fun. You should do it too. And then they don't tell you that, no, you can't breathe and it sucks.
Well, think about it. You're falling.
That's so stupid. Stupid. Forget it.
Fuck that. Whoa. We're not. Hey, calm down.
No, I don't like that stuff. I hate it. It's
and
scary.
She's right. They don't give you the heads up. Like, they don't tell you what's really going on.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, yeah, and at this velocity, you're not going to be able to breathe. You're not going to be able to
Yeah, that's right. Go see this movie.
And you will poop
really
yourself.
Yeah.
And you will poop yourself the whole time. You just poop yourself. But that's why we have these diapers for you.
No, it's like, go see this movie. It's good. And then you go see the movie and it's bad. Those are those people.
Yeah, well, it's like when people buy cell phones and then they feel like they made the wrong decision. Like, I bought a BlackBerry instead of doing an iPhone. And so then they try to talk up how awesome the BlackBerry
is. Wait, here's the portion of the podcast where Brian talks shit about BlackBerries. Continue.
Well, I mean, you say the BlackBerry's great, but you don't say, I have to take the battery out 15 times every day.
No, I don't. Okay, Brian is like a super iPhone snob.
Freak, fanatic.
No, I've had BlackBerries. I've had them all. I'm just saying that's the best.
Do you like your BlackBerry?
I do. I think that for me, I'm not a big touchscreen. Like, I text a lot, a lot. So it's faster for me. And I think one of my girlfriends was like, I went to an iPhone, and she's all, you're not going to like it. It's not as fast for texting.
Typing.
But I heard that it gets used to it, but
yeah, in about a month. And it's almost faster than because I had that BlackBerry also. It was almost faster because now it gets to the point where you just start typing, and then you hit a space bar. It'll just pop up is this the word?
I don't like that.
Over it.
But do you have, because I used to have the Touch BlackBerry, the BlackBerry Storm, and since I got the Bold, I get a pocket calls all the time. Like, I call people accidentally.
You might have something set. Like, I had something randomly set where, each letter was a speed dial thing. Like, I don't know how I did this, but some people are on speed dial on my phone, and I don't know how to get them off or what to do.
Oh, that's frightening.
It's always the worst person that does the pocket call.
The
you don't even know who I've pocket called.
This person.
I've called people I work for. I've called. I don't even want to say their names on the show, but I've called some people that I shouldn't have called.
That's fucked up. Well. I think we've learned a lot about Melissa today.
I know. I love it.
And we got she's got a new CD on the works. She's got a new movie coming out.
Dance
and she's got
Floor is on iTunes
dance
right now.
Dance Floor is on iTunes.
She's on Twitter.
She's got the hottest Melissa outfit in the Molina. World as her Twitter background and her YouTube background.
She's got it going on. She's amazing in real life.
And yeah, thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys. You guys have been amazing, and I can't wait to, you know, do something with you guys, so the viewers will have to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
We got to make some viral videos.
Yes. We're planning a show, and I want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. You got to come see comedy. So we got Melissa on Twitter. It's her name on Twitter.
Melissa Molinaro.
And then your website's the same thing.
MelissaMolinaro.com.
And
on iTunes, what do you just type in your name and you get your song?
Yeah, and dance floor.
Yep. Buy that shit on iTunes,
gotcha.
Guys.
Gotcha. And as always, my blog, thesixinthecity.com, my Twitter, little_Esther, which you probably know already, and littleesther.com.
And then you could find us on deathsquad.tv or go on iTunes and subscribe to Death Squad. All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you to Melissa.
All right, take care, guys.